John McCain took a walk today through the Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans. He criticized the Bush administration's response to Hurricane Katrina, but not President Bush directly. McCain said had he been president during the storm, he would have flown to the nearest Air Force base and directed the emergency response. NPR's Jeff Brady has our story from New Orleans.
John McCain's shiny black bus, dubbed the Straight Talk Express, would have looked out of place in the Lower Ninth Ward even before the 2005 hurricane. But with empty lots overgrown with weeds and destroyed houses still sitting empty, it looked especially shiny.
If you said, I need one thing more than anything else, what is it?
Housing. We need housing.
All this week, McCain is visiting largely Democratic communities that have been hit hard economically as part of what his campaign calls the It's Time for Action tour. Today, it was New Orleans.
Never again will a disaster of this nature be handled in the terrible and disgraceful way that it was handled. Never again.
McCain told a crowd gathered outside a small Catholic church that if he'd been president, the federal response to Hurricane Katrina would have been better.
I think everybody knows how there was a failure. There was unqualified people in charge. There was a total misreading of the dimensions of the disaster. There was a failure of communications.
Residents here seem more concerned about the future, though. Luella Pinckney got a surprise visit from Senator McCain and Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal.
They just wanted to know how was I doing and welcome back home, and was I glad to be back home and everything.
Okay. So did you ask them any questions?
No, I didn't get a chance. They looked like they was in a hurry.
Pinckney says health care is her main concern. Last year she had a stroke, and now her left arm and leg are nearly useless. Just down the street, Gail Brannon says the economy is a big issue for her in the presidential election.
High food prices, gasoline prices, yet still we're angry. We're angry because we're spending $1 trillion to rebuild Iraq, fighting that war.
Brannon says strengthening the levees is important, too. McCain said he'd push the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to stick to its plan of building levees by 2011 that will withstand a 100-year flood. This neighborhood votes for Democrats. In 2004, Orleans Parish picked John Kerry over George Bush by a nearly 4-to-1 margin. Why would McCain spend a campaign day here? O.C. Coleman seemed at a loss to fully answer that. He's a local minister and a member of the Orleans Parish Republican Executive Committee.
At least to show a presence that McCain camp is going to areas that they normally wouldn't go to.
A spokeswoman for the McCain campaign said he also wants to burnish his economic credentials. Jeff Brady, NPR News, New Orleans.